You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Hi, guys, and welcome to a new episode of You Need Therapy podcast. My name is Kat, and I am the host. Quick reminder up top that although I'm a licensed therapist and this podcast is called You Need Therapy, that this podcast does not actually serve as a replacement or substitute for actual therapy. Although we like to remind everybody it's allowed to be helpful, it's allowed to help along the journey. So, you don't know what Couch Talks is. It is the special bonus episode of You Need Therapy that comes out every Wednesday where I answer questions that you guys, the listeners, send to Catherine@youneedtherapypodcast.com. I answer one question each week, most of the time, and we always keep them anonymous. So you don't have to worry about any of your info getting out there. We like to keep it safe here. I want to let everybody know that next week I am doing another one of the episodes where I answer some of the questions that you sent me about family and the holidays and how to cope and just some questions that come up with all things that come with the holiday season, that being Thanksgiving and Christmas and whatever other holidays you celebrate around this time, and maybe even just like the winter time in general. If you have any that you did not submit when I did the question box on Instagram, you can email me, Catherine@youneedtherapypodcast.com. Again, I'm going to be doing that next week for the Couch Talks episode. Now, this week we have a question that I love and might be one of my favorite questions. So let's get into it. Here it is. Hi, Kat. I've been listening to the podcast for a couple of months now, and I never actually thought I would be emailing you with a question, but I'm interested in how you might handle the situation. I'm in my late 20s, and I have a pretty good job that allows me to live a stress-free life. I mean that I don't really have to worry about paying my bills, and if there is something that I want or need, generally, I can buy it without having to think too much. And then she says this in parentheses. Honestly, maybe I should think more because Amazon makes so much money off of me. Anyway, my financial situation is somewhat different than a lot of my close friends, which really isn't a big deal in itself and doesn't really bother me at all. However, sometimes I feel like people around me expect me to pay for things or do things because I can. Recently, I declined a bachelorette trip because it was going to cost around $2,500 for a weekend trip that I really wouldn't have chosen to go on if it wasn't for one of my friends. My reason for not going isn't that I couldn't afford it, but it's I didn't want to spend $2,500 that way. I got some feedback from friends that made me feel a little guilty for not going because, in quotes, it was financially tight for everyone, but we care about our friend and it's what she wanted. I don't know. I felt like that was kind of crazy to say. Am I wrong for thinking this? How do I express to the people around me that just because I can pay for something, it doesn't mean that I should? Or maybe if I'm out of line, can you tell me why I might be wrong? I'm open to feedback. Thank you so much. Okay, like I said, this is one of my favorite questions ever. It kind of sounds, one, like you're looking for some validation first, to which I would say Just because you have money available, it doesn't mean you need to spend it how others want you to. And this is similar with how I talk about free time. Just because I have free time, it doesn't mean that I have availability. Finances are so personal. Like, so personal. I actually listened to a podcast this morning from the Man Enough podcast, which I talk about a lot, about finances. And if you guys are interested in anything that has to do with that and just the culture around gender and finances, go look that podcast up. But back to what I was saying, finances are so personal. Some people like to save. Some people like to spend. Some people believe that they should be spending in the here and now. Some people believe that they should be spending in the future. Some people like to plan for the future. Some people don't like to do that. None of those are wrong, right? There's not one right way to live or one right way to make financial choices. This can be hard when our way of doing things ends up bumping up against people close to us. Like, holding that true is not one way to do things. If I believe something as right and then somebody really close to me believes something completely different as right, that can be really hard to sit with. It's just kind of a weird situation to be in. Like, how can we both be right? And this is where I want to bring back this video that I think I shared recently. I actually don't remember, but it's a video where Jay Shetty, who is a podcast host of his own, where he's asked, like, what's one thing that you don't value that other people value a lot? And he said, being understood. And then he goes on to say, like, it's just part of reality that we're going to be misunderstood by people. It used to be something I really valued, but then I learned that I can't make everybody understand me. And so I learned how to let that go. And this is true. Like, the reality is, no matter how we cut it, slice it, dice it, we will be misunderstood by someone at some point. The only way to make sure everybody likes all of our choices all the time is to be inauthentic to ourselves. That's the only way we can chameleon our way to appeasing everybody. And that is still really, really hard to do. To be honest, I know that this question is not about me. I personally would not go on that trip either. And I'm not even saying that's the right or wrong choice. I'm just saying I agree. I probably wouldn't have done that either. I also would never shame somebody for not choosing to go. And I don't know if that was the intention of your friend. And that goes into, just because I don't understand someone's choice, it does not mean that that choice is wrong. It just means that, like, I don't understand it. Maybe I need more clarity, or actually maybe I just need to sit with the fact that I don't understand that. And that's kind of uncomfortable and weird. You can care for your friend, by the way, in other ways. Going on that trip is not the only way to care and celebrate her. Maybe you send her a gift while she's on the trip, or maybe just even a card, or you can do something special with her one-on-one in town if you live in the same city. There's so many other things that you can do to celebrate her and support her than spending $2,500. You probably would go if it was free, or maybe if it was less money, but you don't really want to go and spend that much money. That's a totally normal thing to do. So just because you aren't choosing to spend all that money on her bachelorette trip, I want you to hear that you can still be a supportive, loving, caring friend. And I want everybody to hear that, because I think this kind of, the reason I like this question so much, I think this comes up a lot, and maybe even not this grand of circumstances. Maybe it's just a birthday dinner, or maybe it's a party, or maybe you and your friends are going in on a gift for a friend and it's more money than you really budgeted to spend on gifts for that month or that week or whatever. Just because you are doing something different, it doesn't mean that you're doing something wrong. Now, I don't know. There's a part of me that wonders if the friend that said this to you, and I don't know if it was more than one friend, but, and even if you guys out there listening, this isn't your scenario, but you've had something similar. If when you hear something like that, well, it's tight for all of us, but we care about that person. It sounds like it might be rationalization or her justifying that she also is having a hard time spending that money and wishes that she could have the courage to do what you did and say, I'm not going to do this. So that's helping her feel better about her choices. And that's one way, one toxic and unhealthy way that we feel better about ourselves, is by picking apart and demonizing the choices and the behaviors, the feelings, the looks of other people. So I just want to encourage you and whoever might relate to this sentiment that it is okay to make a choice for yourself that others may be disappointed in, or again, others may not understand. Because someone is disappointed or upset, angry, whatever the feeling is, it does not mean that you did something wrong. Sometimes it does. Sometimes people feel that after we do something that's unkind or hateful or hurtful and in a way like that. And sometimes we do things and people are hurt by those things, and it doesn't mean that we did something wrong, and it has a lot more to do with that person. Feelings like sadness and anger and hurt, all of that, those feelings are a part of life, and it's not always our job to help other people avoid those things, especially if it costs us some of our peace, some of our integrity, or some of our authenticity. So I really like that you sent this question in. I'm glad we got to talk about it, and maybe this will create further conversations on the podcast and maybe within people listening and their friends and partners, because this, again, is something that I think comes up more often than not. And I think a lot of times we take the pressure versus standing up for ourselves and actually doing what feels right to us. It's like a groupthink kind of thing. I know I've been in that space before. So thank you again for this question. Thank you guys for listening. If you have any questions that you want to send in, whether it's about this, whether it's about something totally different, whether it's about the holidays, the winter, all of that, again, you can send them to Catherine@UnitedTherapyPodcast.com. You can follow me on Instagram at Kat.Defada. You can follow the podcast at UnitedTherapyPodcast. And if you haven't yet, you can rate the podcast, scroll to the bottom. Just on Spotify, you can rate now. So I'd love you to do that. And then Apple Podcasts, you can rate, leave a comment, whatever you need to do. I would greatly appreciate that. And I will be back on Monday for another new episode of UnitedTherapy. Until then, keep having the days you need to have. Bye, guys.
Are you ready to take charge of your health journey? Look no further than Trinity School of Natural Health. With their flexible online programs, you can receive the comprehensive education you need to care for your loved ones or step into the thriving field of natural health. Why choose Trinity? Because their programs offer more than just coursework. You'll interact with experienced instructors, connect with like-minded peers, and even participate in optional live events to hone your skills. If you've ever thought about becoming a certified natural health professional, the CNHP program at Trinity School of Natural Health is the perfect certification course. You'll equip yourself with the knowledge and skills to make a real difference in the lives of others. Turn your passion for natural health into a rewarding career. Visit trinityschool.org today to learn more about the Certified Natural Health Professional Certification Program. Go to trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org. Trinity School of Natural Health. Transform your life. Transform the world.
Turns out, a delightfully clean home can make for a delightful start to the day. At Mrs. Meyer's, everything they make is inspired by the garden. With plant-derived and other thoughtfully chosen ingredients, their cleaning products smell like a dream and work like the dickens, leaving your home sparkly clean and your to-do list tackled in no time. Goodness, there's no better feeling than that. Mrs. Meyer's, rooted in goodness. Visit MrsMeyers.com today.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.